we shouldn't go to the extremes. And as explained many times, that is for those people who do nafal ibadat. But most of us, we are very, very short of our nafal ibadat, so much so that even with our faras namazes, the nafils, normally we leave them out, which should not be the case. Like the two sunnats at the end of Zuhr namaz, the four sunnats of Asr, after Maghrib, the nafils, after Isha, the nafils, most of us leave them out. So for us, it doesn't really apply to us. It is for those people who excel and make a lot of nafal ibadat. For them, this command is that they should have moderation. However, one aspect of it was the hadith that we read, where Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great sahabi, and he was a scribe, a writer of the wahi that used to come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on one occasion, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu met him and asked him, "How are you?" And for us, we ask one another, "How are you?" We take it, how's our health? How's our finances? How's dunya's things? They took it, "How's your deen?" So he said, "Nafaqa Hanzala." Hanzala has become a munafiq. So Abu Bakr said, "Subhanallah, how can that be possible?" He said, "Because when we are with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are in a different condition, as though we are seeing Jannat and Jahannam with our eyes. And when we are with our family, when we are in our business, then we are completely different." So he said, "We are not the same, so we are munafiq." Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "That's my condition also. Let's go and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So when they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, "Your condition cannot be the same all the time. Sa'atan fa sa'atan. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that." Or is the other explanation ulama have given, that this condition that always you are in a high state of iman is very rare. Very few people are blessed with that condition. That is with the malaika. Normally with us, we are, our dunya's things also affect us. And then we are more inclined towards dunya again. So anyway, a person should do both three things. Normally, for the ordinary person, when it's our time for deen, we should engage fully. And we have to see to our dunya, don't forget Allah, and don't forget the commands of Allah. But then engage in our dunya. Meet with our family, talk with them, laugh with them, do our business, all that. And when it's time for ibadat, do our ibadat again. So the further commentary on this, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu feared he had become a hypocrite, because his state of focus and awareness while in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fade away when he would engage in his daily affairs. So we also should see, are we even concerned that when we are in a deeny environment, we go to an ijtima, we go for Umrah Hajj, we go in the Khanqah, etc., and then we feel different. When we back home, it's different. Does it even worry us? For Hazrat Hanzala, it worried him that why is our condition different? So if we even got that worry, however, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reassured him that he was not compelled to remain perpetually in that elevated state of spirituality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, it is very rare that a person is always in that high state of spirituality. Normally, for all of us, it is that when we are in that dini environment, Ramadan, etc., then it's different. When we are out of that, we with our families, it is different. Only the angels remember Allah Ta'ala continuously. The angels have got nothing to do with dunya. They got no wives, they got no children, they got no earning to do. They are all the time in the ibadat of Allah. So they remain in that condition all the time. The narrator of this hadith, Hazrat Hanzala al-Katib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was one of the scribes of revelation. When Wahi should come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was one of the persons who should write it down, the Wahi. He participated in the Battle of Qadisiyah in the time of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That was a famous battle, the Battle of Qadisiyah, and he resided in Kufa. He passed away in the era of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the 45th year of Hijri. Three ahadith are narrated from him. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of these teachings, and that we also experience that high when we are in a spiritual environment. And we feel the closeness of Allah. And we should also see that we make the difference within us. Like when we come in the masjid, we should feel a different environment. Not whether it's hot or cold, but the spiritual environment. Outside the masjid is a complete different environment. One step into the masjid and there's a different environment. But do we feel that or not? If the heaters are on, we feel it's warm. If it's summer and it's hot and the aircon is on, we feel the coolness. Those senses of ours are working. But the senses of our iman, why don't they work? We should feel the difference when we're in such an environment. And when we're out of that environment, we should also feel it. For us, we are at the airport, we are in the shopping malls, and we don't feel any different. Whereas that is a very, very anti-Islamic environment. All evil is taking place there, but we don't feel anything. We should feel it, and then after that, make tawbah istighfar. But we don't even think of it, so we don't think of making tawbah istighfar. May Allah give us the reality of iman and take us from this world with the reality of iman.